Kwaba, Ekabo, Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats Ingwe, where we give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I am Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa.
First off, I'd want to say happy Merge Week, everyone, especially for us ETH maximalists. The past week has been super exciting. We had Vitalik tweeting all about it. We had everyone, literally everyone in the Ethereum community tweeting about it. And so we'll be kicking off this week's current cryptocurrency updates with Ethereum. Ethereum currently sits at $1,417.7, down from $1,733.40. That is post-merge. Well, again, I'd always say this, the values of these currencies or what they seem to be does not always actually reflect the utility they have in real life. So you cannot just jump into conclusion to say, because the value reduced in monetary terms post-merge, and then that makes Ethereum any less worth than it is in terms of real utility. So always try to look at the bigger picture. And again, happy post-merge, everyone. Bitcoin currency sits at $19,824.82, down from $21,517.31. Solana currently sits at $32.60, down from $35.01. Optimism currently sits at $1.09, down from $1.41. The Binance coin currently sits at $276.15, down from $296.32. And the Bank token currently sits at $0.01123, down from $0.01377. I think it's just across board, right? For some reason, I'm not sure exactly why this is swinging this way, even though we all know it's been swinging back and forth for so many months now. It should get better, hopefully.
I guess even though I may not be having a post-merge party where I'm at right now, it's quite rowdy. So please forgive the background noises. But, you know, I was saying earlier off air that these currencies break my heart every day when I see them because we know what they mean. You know, we know what they mean and we know what it's actually like on the ground. And it's not as pleasing as we would hope for it to be. But, you know, I think it's also a period of reckoning for us. It's a time for us to then answer the question, what is it that we are doing for the economy? What is it that we are doing to evolve and to move forward from, you know, this thing that we've been in for the past however many years we've been in? And with that, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of our national currencies, starting off with the Ghanaian cedi at 9.81 cedi to the dollar from 10.02 last week. The Nigerian naira is at 428.88 naira to the dollar from 427.26 last week. The Lesotho Ludi and South African rand are at 17.61 rand to the dollar from 17.19 last week. The Kenyan shilling at 118.88 shilling to the dollar from 120.4 last week, and the Central African CFA franc is at 654.94 franc to the dollar, up from 651.77 last week. To give you a quick summary of last week's headlines, we're going to start off with our two favorite words, as is per usual, with Nigeria and Binance, who are currently in early stage talks for a crypto-friendly economic zone.
Moving on to the next one from last week, Metaverse Magna raised a total of $3.2 million to power Africa's largest gaming DAO.
Bitso partners with Africa to facilitate crypto remittances between Canada and Mexico.
And our favorite again, Binance, launched a charity in collaboration with Women in Tech to train Moroccan women on Bitcoin.
According to a survey, 62% of Moroccans have never even heard of Bitcoin.
Ghana's My Bit Store app becomes the Paxful and Coinbase of Africa with a whopping 250 payment methods available.
20% of Ghanaian internet users currently own cryptocurrency.
And we head again over to Nigeria, where legal experts say Nigeria is in need of clear-cut guidelines for its crypto industry.
We close off last week's summaries with, once again, our favorite, Binance, which has officially launched their zero-fee South African rand deposits. I know it's phenomenal every single week. It's everything about Binance. And, you know, to start, I think it's important for us to note that we are post-merge. This is officially our first Sats and Gwei episode after the merge. How do you feel about it? How are you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you this, right? So on the day of the merge, I was actually awake, you know, counting down with everybody else, like, 54 minutes, 53 minutes. And then when it was down to like this last 7 minutes, I think I tweeted about it. And I saw a lot of people tweeting about it. Oh, we can't wait for the merge. Everybody was super excited. It's like, it was like the holy grail day of the ETH community. And I was just super excited, super optimistic. You know, there were some speculations saying, oh, the merge had a certain probability of failing, you know. And, you know, all of these advantages that came up with the merge, it's something that the Ethereum community has anticipated for a lot of years. And even though it took a while, a long time, you know, transitioning from a proof of work to proof of stake and, you know, cutting down electricity consumption and all of that, it finally happened. And I feel like it's a very, very wonderful step in the right direction for the Ethereum community and for the world at large. You know, I mean, overall, from the statistics, like global electricity consumption is expected to reduce by 0.2%, which I think saves us, saves the environment. And I'm just excited and definitely optimistic about the future of Ethereum. Really can't wait to see what we do next.
I think you mentioned it's set to reduce to 0.01 or 0.02%. That means that it reduced by 99.9 or 99.8%, which is still, it's still a pretty big deal. And I couldn't have said it better myself. I think it is quite a phenomenal period that we're in. It is truly an honor to be able to share in this journey and to be here when we are. I think it's I like to call it a revolution. You know, it's a revolution and it's the beginning of the most wonderful frontier. And it's been phenomenal so far. So I hope that the next journey, the next leg of this journey is going to be just as great and filled with hopefully maybe a little less lessons. You know, I think we've done quite a bit of learning, but I don't think the learning will end. I do think that, you know, from here on out, there is still a bunch of things that we are yet to adopt and learn and discover. And I just hope that, you know, generally people are open to that. And with that, I think it's time for us to get into our headlines for this week, you know, instead of just talking about how we're feeling. We're going to start off with the crypto exchange LBank, which is currently targeting African cryptocurrency markets with about 17 Web3 projects.
17 is a huge number for considering Web3 projects. Now, in an interview, LBank CEO Alan Wei said that blockchain could help Africa create an inclusive society and a more robust economy. An economy that supports the highest standard of living, to say the least. Now, it is for this reason that LBank aims for cryptocurrency growth in Africa. The cryptocurrency exchange, which has helped onboard at least 17 new cryptocurrency projects, offering mentoring and guidance to incubating projects in Africa, launched its crypto accelerator program with the goal of educating folks on this new technology. With multiple growth-oriented projects and initiatives already set up, the exchange aims to facilitate mass adoption of Web3 applications and cryptocurrency investments on the African continent. I mean, I dare say, I think LBank also made headlines a couple weeks ago for a collaboration with a certain African blockchain technology startup. And it seems like they're trying to be more invested in Africa with this move. I mean, 17 is a huge number to support. And them trying to onboard that many cryptocurrency projects, 17 new cryptocurrency projects, I feel like that is like a huge task they are going to undertake. I'm not going to say it's Herculean because nothing is impossible. Definitely not in this space. I believe everything can be accomplished, you know, with the right people, with the right resources, with the right mindset. But it's just exciting to see that more and more of these global companies, you know, enterprises, blockchain giants are more heavily vested in Africa and African startups these days. And it just gives me hope and joy to know that the future of the African blockchain space, the tech space, everything we have is looking very promising. because, you know, we have all of these people interested. We're attracting all of this investment, all of this mentorship, all of this knowledge and resources. And I'm definitely sure that with the right people, with the right knowledge, we would be able to make something phenomenal out of all of this attention. Looking forward to it. Moving on to the next headline, Old Mutual, a trusted financial institution in South Africa, gets behind Rand-backed crypto stablecoin.
The ZARP, which claims to be the only bank-approved, fully backed, transparent and audited stablecoin for the South African Rand, has appointed Old Mutual Wealth to manage the cash reserves of the Rand-backed stablecoin. With a focus on transparency and trust, ZARP's co-founder believes that Old Mutual, being one of the oldest and most trusted financial institutions in South Africa, will give the ZARP project a new level of trust. Farhad Sadir, the managing director of Old Mutual, is pleased with this partnership and looks to push the boundaries of innovation that have been dominated by traditional businesses. I think it's quite right. I think this move is evidence that being in Web3 or being within the crypto space does not mean that every single innovation you work with has to be a new one or it has to be fully Web3. I think this is prime opportunity or prime example of what you can do when you work with a Web2 facing or a more, you know, traditional kind of wealth management company. I am not saying that this is a shoo-in, but I am saying that this is definitely something phenomenal to see. It is something that is quite exciting to see that there are other, you know, kinds of organizations or institutions that tend to be more traditional and tend to take much, much longer to get into the new innovations that are actually open to exploring and to expanding beyond the horizons that they're currently used to. So that is quite exciting to hear. Kudos on that. On to our next headline, a local game publisher, Carry First, raises $20 million to invest in play-to-earn games across Africa.
The concept of play-to-earn continues to gain traction globally, especially in Africa. Carry First, a mobile publisher in Africa that focuses on games and mobile apps for African consumers, received a $20 million investment fund from Alphabet, A16Z, and a host of other organizations to drive play-to-earn in Africa, with Africa expected to onboard 300 million new internet users within the next 5 years. As stated by Sundar Pichai, Alphabet CEO, it is a no-brainer to see why these companies are so interested in investing in Carry First. I mean, this reminds me of the first play-to-earn craze, or I won't say craze, I'll just say frenzy, that came about with Axie Infinity. And, you know, we had like a lot of people delving into it. And I think it was mostly people in, you know, developing countries. We had the Philippines, we had some parts of Africa. And I feel like play to earn is becoming super popular. Everybody's talking about it. And then we have our very own indigenous metaverse Magna. I think we already mentioned that earlier in the headlines. Everybody's trying to get a piece of this cake because it seems like there is a lot to go around. Or maybe there's not so much to go around. But I feel like the people who are able to get the biggest slices first would probably win at this game. I mean, it's called play to earn for a reason. So I'm particularly not surprised to see that we have all of these foreign investors trooping in and trying to see if they can actually invest in Carry First and somehow get a slice of that cake. So it's actually a great initiative. I mean, this fund would definitely go a long way in trying to establish a play-to-earn ecosystem. It's a lot of money. That's $20 million. But I also feel like it's great for Africans. I mean, we are gradually finding more and more ways to diversify whatever knowledge we have of blockchain technology and somehow make it bring the most utility to Africans. And what is even more exciting is that this is developed by Africans for Africans. That is awesome. Really awesome news. Moving on to the next headline, the Attorney General of Alliance Africa urges lawyers to explore digital assets and cryptocurrency industry.
With the rise of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, it is only normal for folks to begin to find ways to apply their Web2 skills into the emerging Web3 technology. A discussion along this line was clearly brought up at the Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Legal and Cybersecurity Issues Workshop, which was held for 2 days in Lagos. This event, organized for lawyers by the Attorney General Alliance of Africa, AGA, urged them to take advantage of the emerging opportunities in the cryptocurrency industry to diversify their legal practices. As there were too many lawyers focused on, or rather, as there are too many lawyers focused on litigation and court appearances as ways to advance their careers, blockchain technology offers a chance of diversification, creating a significant opportunity in the sector, particularly because it's quickly becoming a reality for many, many people who are in need of lawyers or legal advice. I think this is a great point, you know, especially because I know how I get when I hear a lawyer in a Twitter space. I lose my mind because it's like, oh my heavens, there's one, because there's so few of them, you know, because so many people don't understand. I think in as much as, you know, the focus at this workshop was particularly lawyers, I think accountants or people in the financial record keeping sphere should definitely also explore educating themselves about cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, because it's become such a hassle, for example, for one to file their taxes. You know, I think it's prime opportunity for us to learn. And this is also evidence that you can't run away from it. You may not be a big fan of it, but you cannot run away from the fact that it is part of life now. You know, you have to learn about it. You have to discover what exactly it means, because it could affect you at the end of the day. I am encouraged to hear of such workshops. I hope that there are more across the continent at large, because more and more Africans are getting into the space and more of them are, you know, increasingly unsure, uncertain of how exactly it works or how to approach it, looking at, you know, where your country's legal policies are standing as of right now. On to our next headline. Digital assets exchange CoinCoin announces global expansion as revenues reach $40 million.
You know, I just have to say this, right? Sometimes these figures make my head spin. They actually do make my head spin. It's always a lot of zeros. I mean, in the 8-9 figure regions, oh, here. It is interesting to see companies and organizations continue to scale amidst a bear market. CoinCoin is one of such organizations and has announced major expansion plans. The leading Africa-focused digital asset exchange exceeded $40 million in total revenue in over-the-counter transactions. The company, which makes it easier for customers to buy, sell, and transfer digital assets across Africa, Southeast Asia, and Western Europe, is also seeking to double the headcount of its 15 full-time staff members across the company's offices in Nigeria and Ghana, and also bolster its C-suite team, which operates out of London. With a new app being finalized and with lots of amazing new features in the lineup, CoinCoin is sure to scale even further. First of all, I'm going to say this is like the first time I'm ever hearing of CoinCoin. But the fact that they're doing this much in revenue, $40 million, it means they're not small fish, because this is a lot of money. I'm pretty sure that the investors would be happy. That's if they're already profitable or something. But regardless, I mean, this is one of those innovations straight out of Africa that is such an encouragement to hear about. You know, before now, I did not even know they existed. And now that I do know that they exist, I am just intrigued about them, you know, just super excited about what they are, who they are, what they have achieved, and what they can do in the near future. I mean, they're trying to also improve, you know, bolster their workforce, hire more people. I mean, that's super understandable given the fact that they're obviously expanding very rapidly. And, you know, that's one of the things you should do when you expand, create more jobs, because you have more to do. Therefore, your capacity should also increase. And you definitely need more hands to handle things. And I feel like everything they're in the lineup to do, you know, including releasing that new app, which we hope should have super exciting features that should get their customers even more hooked on them. It's amazing. It's super amazing. And I'm happy for them and their management team and their investors. Moving on to the next headline. Nigerian blockchain payment startup BitMama closes $2 million pre-seed as it scales to new markets.
The African cryptocurrency market has grown by more than 1,200%. I know you're not used to numbers that are percentages that go over 100, so I'm going to repeat that. The African cryptocurrency market has grown by more than 1,200% in the past 2 years. With adoption rates and trade volumes soaring to new heights, this rapid market growth has caught the eyes of venture capitalist firms seeking to invest in blockchain technology. BitMama, which is a Nigerian blockchain payments platform, has received a $1.65 million US dollar pre-seed investment in addition to an initial $350,000 US dollars that was raised. This has put the total amount raised in its pre-seed funding round at $2 million US dollars. With this fund, the company aims to build its solutions which aim to leverage blockchain-based technology to better decentralize Africa's highly fragmented financial system. I have to say, for those that don't know about BitMama, they started off as a WhatsApp group. It was literally a WhatsApp group of people who were crypto curious and they wanted to learn from each other and also to help each other facilitate peer-to-peer payments. So it was literally a group of people who likely only knew each other from, you know, hearing about each other somewhere else. And of course, with time, it started to evolve as more people wanted to get access to their lessons or their, you know, peer-to-peer assistance services, essentially, you know, because if it's a group of people sitting in WhatsApp just willing to help you whenever you need, of course, at a fee, possibly, I'm not sure. But that right there is evidence of what you can do in this space. Where in Web 2 do you know where people can sit in a WhatsApp group and then go and raise $2 million? It's unbelievable. It's phenomenal. And it is extremely exciting and it's humbling because it reminds you about the mission that we're on here. The mission is decentralization. The mission is to bring back access. The mission is to grow an entire multiple economies of an entire continent and bring it back to the forefront where we can actually become the true heroes of our own stories. So this is phenomenally exciting and I'm ecstatic, you know, about what this means for new innovations that come into the space. I'm ecstatic at the fact that this means that investors are definitely looking at Africa. And if you play your cards right, you too could actually be at the receiving end of these investor funds. So if you are an innovator in Africa within the Web3 space, I suggest you maybe pull up some socks and make sure to present it to the right people. You never know what could happen tomorrow. On to our next headline, the Central Bank of Egypt renews its warning against dealing with cryptocurrencies.
Now, this headline is super interesting. The Central Bank of Egypt has issued strict warnings to its general public against financial dealings with encrypted virtual currencies that cannot be referenced to any central issuing body if the need arises for it. The concern of the Central Bank of Egypt is associated with the potentially high risks associated with virtual currencies, the instability of these currencies, and the use of these currencies to some extent to perpetrate financial crimes, including fraud. Based on these assertions, the CBE advises against dealings in cryptocurrencies not approved by it and has established a law to prosecute any individual or organization operating from any unsanctioned financial services or trading platform. I mean, I'm not sure this is exactly regulation. I feel like it isn't. I feel like it's an outright ban because looking at this headline, right, it doesn't seem like Egypt or the Central Bank of Egypt is in any guise trying to support virtual currencies. And that's okay. I mean, it normally takes a while for anybody to ease into it. I mean, most countries always start off being apprehensive and skeptical and very unwanting and declaring bans and all of that. But it's only a matter of time. You cannot defeat the people. I mean, there's only so much you can do when you're trying to slam something that people want so bad. And after a while, most governments just give in. So I feel like over time, it's going to be a gradual process. But the government is eventually going to give in because blockchain technology and cryptocurrency is not something that is going to slow down anytime soon. It's moving so fast, too fast. Nigeria's leading in Africa as global Bitcoin trade hits $3 trillion.
Since its entry into the sphere of global finance, Bitcoin has continued to revolutionize the system. Regardless of the bear market, Bitcoin has continued to soar to new heights with regards to adoption, transactions, and trade volumes. The cryptocurrency recently reached a new milestone of about $3 trillion in Bitcoin trade globally. According to the recent reports, Nigeria is Africa's leading country in terms of Bitcoin adoption, with many other African countries following closely behind. Bitcoin has an impressively wide range of applications, many of which tackle a lot of the existing pain points in the African economy, and it's finding more potential use cases in areas such as transportation, fraud prevention, and finance. You know, in as much as those of us who are newer to the space, we tend to maybe not look down upon Bitcoin, but it tends to feel a bit far away and far removed from us because it's not the use cases or the application of that particular chain tend to be more complicated for us to understand. I think a lot of us tend to turn a blind eye to it. But I think the credit we have to give to Bitcoin is that it's the granddaddy of it all. It is why we are here. It essentially led the revolution. I mean, do I think if Bitcoin wasn't existing, there would be something else? Sure. But I think that we are here right now today speaking to you through this podcast because of Bitcoin and everything else that it has, you know, set aside for us. So I am thoroughly impressed, and I think what Nigeria is doing is proving that as a continent, we can find sunshines and rainbows in anything. You know, it's evidence that we are growing, we are evolving, and you may underestimate the amount of work and the amount of effort that we continue to put in, but I think it is imperative that we recognize the numbers, we recognize the facts that we are growing. And we are here to stay, whether people like it or not. I think it's it's quite phenomenal to see what Nigeria is doing. Maybe someday Lesotho will be on that list, but that will not be soon, unfortunately. On to our next headline, Ghana is set to host Made in Africa Bitcoin Conference.
The first ever African conference on Bitcoin is set to hold in Ghana from the 5th to 7th of December 2022. The conference is necessitated by the massive expansion in the African Bitcoin space. Africa has seen the highest growth in the acceptance of Bitcoin despite having the lowest global internet coverage. Due to this, there is now a need for more cooperation among the many participants in the cryptocurrency sector in order to strengthen the knowledge and resource exchange and to strengthen connections among stakeholders at all levels. Builders and innovators in the global cryptocurrency space will congregate at the Africa Bitcoin Conference in Accra with the aim of fostering a community where everyone can share knowledge, network, and work together. I feel like more of these conferences, not just for like the Bitcoin community, for every cryptocurrency community that is at scale or is planning to scale and grow, you need to have these things because there is nothing more important when you are trying to build than being able to connect, you know, at some point, you know, network, share your ideas, share your visions for the future, listen to what somebody is working on. Maybe you can take a cue from that and also build something next level. So I feel like growth is a really good thing, but it's not always perfectly ideal to try and grow in isolation. At some point, you always have to mingle with other people, even in the same space. You always have to be able to keep your eyes and ears to the ground and like pay attention to what is new. That is always the question, what's new? And unless you actually are able to find out what's new, what's happening, how you can get involved, how you can evolve, I feel like, and this just doesn't apply to, you know, the blockchain space, it applies to personal lives, you might just find yourself being at the same spot for so long. Why? Because you are holed up in your own shell, refusing to network, refusing to mingle, refusing to share ideas, and you think maybe you're better off alone, but nobody's ever actually better off alone. We always, always need to network. We always need to interact with each other. It's why we're human beings. It's how we evolve. Moving on to the next headline, which is the last but not least, again, give it up for Binance. Binance hosts crypto traders meetup in Accra. So that's two rounds for Ghana. Impressive.
That's two rounds for Ghana, but I've lost count on how many rounds that is for Binance. This event, hosted by none other than Binance, for traders on its platform in Accra, was in an effort to allow for effective networking. The meetup was focused on promoting acceptance, community building, and awareness of cryptocurrencies within the region. Binance continues to create enabling conditions, including access to the right kind of knowledge, human resources, and mentorship that allows Africans to innovate and build using the blockchain technology. I don't think there's much that I can say on that, just that you saw it here first, or maybe you heard it here first, you know, that we are moving into this new frontier and we are relentless. We are not going to be stopped. We are not going to be deterred. This is where we're coming to stay. You know, this is where we're coming for the next few years, for the next few centuries, perhaps. We're going to be here building, creating, innovating, connecting, and growing as an entire global economy. Because another exciting thing about crypto is, of course, the fact that it's borderless. You know, I live where I live, you live where you live, Nikki, and our listener, you live where you live as well. It's a global cacophony of people and ideators and dream makers and innovators and relentless human beings who have decided that I want to take a chance, I want to take a leap of faith and be a part of this frontier, be a part of a new revolution of life and everything we've ever known about life. So I am, if you cannot tell, I am beyond excited. I am ecstatic about everything that is going on across the continent. And I hope you are too. And of course, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Don't forget to subscribe, share, leave a rating. And of course, if you're able, please leave a review. It makes it so much easier for us to continue giving you the show that we provide every single week. After all, we are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So until next time, be relentless.